From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It has been 2 weeks since U.S. forces launched an offensive against al-Qaeda fighters who held control of the city of Bakuba. That's about 35 miles northeast of Baghdad, the capital of Diyala province. Some 10,000 U.S. troops are now in and around Bakuba, along with about 1,500 Iraqi army forces. Brigadier General Mick Bednarik is commanding the operation. He says al-Qaeda fighters have been cleared or have fled from the western part of the city.
Unfortunately, what we have found as al-Qaeda moved out or we had cleared them in certain neighborhoods was just horrific examples of the despicable violence that has become the hallmark of al-Qaeda in Iraq. Houses that were rigged for massive explosions, torture chambers, field hospitals that al-Qaeda had used for a combination of things, not only treating their own wounded, but also potential torture against local nationals and citizens.
What was in these, what you're calling torture houses?
We'd find bloody rags and trails of blood that would lead from the houses out to the backyard and courtyards of houses. We would find knives, drills, and burners that would be used against the people. And unfortunately, in some of these courtyards, we found shallow graves of local nationals that had been dead for weeks.
General Bednarik, have you found, either captured or killed, as many fighters as you would have expected in Bakuba?
Melissa, quite frankly, we were hoping to detain or capture more than we did. We were very successful in those that we came across. Clearly, there were indicators. A pending surge of coalition forces across the country. Now, what that leads to is some of those, what we believe now, high-level leaders or operatives of al-Qaeda left. And they departed Bakuba specifically. So they left as the cowards that they are, fled somewhere else, and left their followers to stay in place without their alleged so-called leadership.
So you figure that the top al-Qaeda leadership has left Bakuba, knew you were coming, got out ahead of time. What's to prevent them from coming back?
We are not leaving. The Iraqi security forces, after the coalition and security force efforts, not only here in Bakuba but across Diyala province, clear and return the security to the Iraqi people and Iraqi security forces. They are going to stay right here. They will set up joint security sites. They will retain and hold these neighborhoods. Al-Qaeda will not have a safe haven in this city or anywhere else in Diyala province. They're not coming back.
That, of course, has been the key question of whether, after the U.S. Army clears, whether the Iraqi Army can hold and retain, as you're describing it. How confident are you, based on what you've seen of their performance, that they can do that?
I'm very confident. This has been a tough, difficult task for the Department of Defense as we continue to train our Iraqi security force partners. And that's not just the Army, but also the Iraqi police and the Department of Border Enforcement on the Iranian and Syrian borders. But they get better every day. Where we still have challenges and will remain in the months ahead, long-term, is the Iraqi Army and the Ministry of Defense ability to sustain themselves. Logistically, it currently remains very, very tough for them to sustain this fight, and that's where they have a long road to go.
And that is the idea, though, that the U.S. forces would be leaving and they would be in charge. Do they have the numbers? Do they have the weapons, ammunition, everything they would need to do that?
The weapons, the ammunition, those logistical stores are getting there. Some of the larger pieces of equipment, up-armored vehicles, et cetera, they are working. They're not there yet, but they are getting there.
Are there the numbers of Iraqi soldiers that you think would be necessary to keep control of Bakuba, not just numbers on the books, but numbers of soldiers who actually show up, prepared to do the job, willing to carry out missions?
Yeah, my personal assessment is that they need more. But the Ministry of Defense and the Prime Minister and the central government, they recognize that. Prime Minister Maliki has identified months ago a 30K initiative, which has stemmed to grow the Iraqi security forces. They are on the right track. It's going to take them a while to get there, but they are on the right glide path.
Brigadier General Bednarik, thanks for talking with us today.
And thanks, Melissa. Hope to see you and talk to you again.
That's Brigadier General Mick Bednarik, who's commanding U.S. forces in Bakuba, Iraq. One U.S. soldier has been killed and 18 wounded in the operation. General Bednarik says between 60 and 100 insurgents have been killed, perhaps twice as many detained.